Hey, I'm back. Haven't given up on doing this thing. I just, you know what I mean? Just haven't been doing it for a couple of days. But anyways, what are you talking about? What was his name? Dame Dash. My nigga pulled up on Lee Daniels while Diana Ross was fucking performing. Good Lord, man. Y'all see that shit? Hilarious. Oh, shit. This man, Lee Daniels, owes this motherfucker damn 2 milli. And this is something that, like, I found out today that he's been saying this shit for, like, at least a good 3 to 4 years. He's been saying this motherfucker owe him money for, like, pressures and shit. Like, he gave him 2 milli, 2 milli. And shit, he said he gave him some money for that, that The Woodsman. It was a movie with, Mos Def and Kevin Bacon. It was fucking disturbing because it was a movie about a fucking dude who was a pedophile and he fucked his niece. And he's like, and the movie's about him trying to get back in a normal society and do all this and shit. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know. Yeah, so that's what it was all about. And then he did Precious, which is about a fat girl getting abused. Talking about her dad, talking about her pussy's better than her mom's, and like that her mom talking about coming here eat this pussy. Like, what the fuck is Lee Daniels on? Oh shit! And Dame Dash, he's been like, he said he's been like, he did the court shit. Still ain't fucking get his shit. Like, damn, he took this nigga to court and sued him first time, ain't get shit. So there's nothing left, but fuck this. I'm gonna go see this motherfucker. Oh, wow. Diana Ross was performing. He was, man. And then you can just look at it like, Dame Dash is pissed. He's because he's like, hey, what's good? Where's my money? He's like, and then he tried to run that game on him again. Because he said he'd been running game on him for years. Like, I'm gonna put you deep with this. I'm gonna put you deep with this. I'll get you your money. Let me, I'm gonna put you deep with this. Put you a producer for this movie. And got shit. Motherfucker got Empire and that show Star making money. He still ain't getting his nigga his 2 million yet. Damn, Frisian was like fucking almost 10 years ago. Damn. He caught him with a fucking green, what is this, a green kid? I don't know what the fuck this cloth is around his fucking shoulders, but I bet you he wish it was a fucking cape. This is what it looked like. Like, he got a blanket. This is what the fuck it looked like, a blanket. Like, and Dave is not winning. He came up in that fucking concert. Harlem! Harlem's in the house! Oh shit, Lee Daniels. And you can tell Lee Daniels was not shook. I mean, like, only thing about Lee Daniels was look, he was shook about Dame was the fact that he's missing Diana Ross. That's the only thing he looked shook about. Like, and then you know he wasn't shook because this motherfucker had the nerve to call him Damon. His full name. No one has called Damon for years. Everybody just calls him Dame. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just, wow. Man, dude. He got it for 2 million. A-Pam back showed up with a green fucking blanket. You know what I mean? I mean, he was surprised because he would never thought he would have fucking... he would never thought in a million years Dame would have pulled up on him at a Diana Ross concert. He was just like, oh, it's Dame Dash. Oh, shit. Like, am I in the wrong concert? Shit. Jay-Z performing? This ain't, this isn't a Rock the Bells tour. What is going on? What are you doing here, Damon? Dame looks fucking pissed. He pulled up while she was performing. Like Lee Daniels, I'm watching this video right now. Lee just was just like, okay, Dame, just, okay, Damon, like, let me get back to it. Like, I'm not, I am not missing this shit. He was not with it. He said he got to take him back to court to sue him. Try to take him back to court. It ain't working, man. Man, Dame, you might have to take a loss on this, man. I mean, it sucks, but man, dude. This, like, I'm watching the video right now. Lee Daniels does not look scared at all. Like, really. Because, oh, man. It was one of those ways where, like, dude, the only way you gonna win this, get some out of this is if you just knock them the fuck out. I mean, they can't say it was because he was gay. And it was, so you ain't gonna get in trouble for like, for discrimination. Like, I mean. What the fuck is with this green cape shit on? Like, he's really trying to get Dame to get the fuck out of his face so he can watch Diana Ross. He's not even afraid of Dame. That's what makes this shit crazy, man. Oh, man. But that's fucked up. I mean, I've heard some shit about Dame. Allegedly, he did motherfuckers dirty on the Rockefeller and shit and blew all this money. But, man, dude. Oh my gosh, Dame Dash, man, took, man. This is some funny shit, man. She's like, my baby love. And he's just getting, three days, he's just, get the fuck out of here. I'm not trying to miss this, Damon. Damon Poole came out with the all black jacket, with the gold chain, like he just left the fucking, the state property. like he left the state property, what is it? Like, where you hear that music video and shit? Yo, Dame is the illest. Dame's that nigga, man. I mean, Dame did some wrong. I'm pretty sure he did some wrong to people, but it's also kind of like, damn, like, you know, Dame, like Kanye stopped fucking with him. He put Kanye on. Jay took everything, left him broke. I mean, that kind of is his fault. He shouldn't have blew all the money from what I hear, allegedly. But, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, man, dude. Who else? Like Kevin Hart. I heard he going around about Kevin Hart. Because he did put Kevin Hart in two of his movies back in the day of the Paper Soldiers. And I think it was the Death of the Dynasty movie and shit like that. He put him in those movies. But, man, oh shit, he did not expect him to pull up at a fucking Diana Ross event though. And that's what makes it funny, cause like he seen him coming, because in the video he saw a bunch of people that was sitting like in front of Lee Daniels, so he went to go say hi to him. So Lee Daniels was standing up with that smirk on his face like, ah, shit, this motherfucker, I hope he don't embarrass me in front of all these people. He had that look on his face with that green cape on. What the fuck is he doing on with this green cape? What is this green cape? I don't, it's a blanket. That's what it looked like. Man, dude. He did the butler. How much did the butler make? God damn, $176 million, and all they paid was $30 million for that. What'd he do? He directed it. Okay, so wait a second. He didn't produce it. Let me see. Yeah. Oh wow. He produced. Wait a second. Did he? Yeah, he produced that shit. Good lord. He produced Monster Ball. I wonder if it was his idea. For that graphic fuck scene, you know what I mean? Nah, I don't know. He wasn't the writer, but hey, maybe not, because he wasn't the director or the writer. I'm actually curious to know what involvement did he have in that movie, other than producing. Like, did he give a say so? Like, okay, like how I want this in this scene? Tell the director to like, listen, director man, I want to see when she does it. I want her to the him to just pop that titty out, like, first one titty at a time, pop this titty out first, and then get to the fucking, oh, shit, then he's producing a Richard Pryor movie, oh, shit, you know, that's gonna make some money, and Dame still ain't get his money, man, that green blanket, why is he wearing a blanket? Oh, my gosh, man, he had a green blanket on with fucking black outfit and shit. Oh my gosh. Lee Daniels is something else, man. Throwing that man like that, man. He kept calling him Damon. He called him Damon, though. His full day, like, Damon, I will call you. He said, Damon, I will call you. Like, no, you won't. You ain't calling this motherfucking back. Oh, shit. Because he was like, you know what I mean? Like, he came to him like, Oprah won't give me the money. Tyler Perry won't give me the money. He was like, I don't know. You see why this, these motherfuckers wasn't giving him no money. Oh, my gosh, dude. He fucking like, oh, man. He went old school on this man. Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, you gotta get this man. This is Dame Dash. He's on hard times. He got child support. He got all these problems. He made bad investments. He need, give this man his $2 million, man. You sitting well. Give this man his $2 million so he can fucking try to get his life back together and shit. He owed money to the IRS. At least last I checked. I don't know if he worked it out, but man. Oh my god, why has he got his hands folded like that? Like, he got his hands folded like he was praying and shit in church. Oh my gosh, man. He's like, Damon. He's like, Damon. He's like, tell these people how you wronged me. Lee Dales, it's just the face he's making because it's like, you know, he got that guilty face, like, I know I'm wrong, I got your money, and like, I have no, like, you, he has no excuse why he hasn't given up his money. It's one of those, like, I just didn't feel like paying you, and he's trying to get out of it without fucking saying, you know, like, I didn't, because he don't want to cause a scene because, motherfucker, he paid for these tickets to see Diana Ross. He just want Dane to get the fuck out of here so he can finish watching Diana Ross. He's hoping his favorite song don't come on while this fucking shit is like, while this argument is going on. He said, Lee with Lizzie and David, let me give you my phone number. Like, that worked the first time. And we'll have a discussion, all right? You're really trying to convince this man that's going to happen. You know, my gosh, dude. Hollywood is funny as shit when motherfuckers get on, man. Oh, my gosh. What is up with the green blanket? Lee, David, I'm going to give you your money. Why do we keep calling him Damon? No. Niggas haven't called that nigga Damon since like fucking like 99, 98, like, niggas who don't fuck with Dame Dash don't even call him Damon to be a smart ass. Oh man, dude, that's some funny shit, man. Lee Daniels, you wrong, man. You are wrong, man, doing some shit like this to somebody that's not doing like super well financially. After you got hits, you got pressures, you got, what else he got? He got the Paper Boy. I heard about that movie. That's a lot of white people in that movie. He got The Butler. He got Empire. That's, I never saw a store. What the fuck is store about? I don't know what the fuck this shit is. But he got Star. It's a big show, it looks like. And this Empire is big. Oh man, this is ridiculous. He's the co-creator, executive producer, director, and the writer for both fucking shows, man. And he ain't get his man his money yet, bro. That's some fucked up shit. He wanted to look this man in the eye, tell him he did the Hollywood shit. He just like, he did the Hollywood shit, the boofoo Hollywood shit, like, Damon, we'll talk later. Damon, we will talk later. I will give you your money. Here's my number. I will call you. I don't even know how he sounds. I'm just assuming that's what Lee Daniels sounds like. Oh. I did put it on you on projects. Don't play me in the name. I don't play me, man. Yeah, he's playing you. And the sad part is, Lee Day don't give a fuck. He probably went home that night. Ain't he gay? Hold on, let me find out if he's gay before I fucking say what I'm going to say. Early life. I'm on his fucking Wikipedia. I know he's gay. I beat it, being gay out of me. Leo has been very open about his father abusing him towards him, even beating him to beat it, being gay out of me. Oh, he is gay, yeah. So yeah, he basically, wait a second, what is this? Leo has actually stated that he just finds gay. Oh, okay, yeah, he's gay. He's fucking gay, man. He, you know what he did. He went home. Forgot all about Dame Dash and shit. He saw the concert, happy as a motherfucker, went home. It got some ass. He got some fucking anal gape action. So gay man sex, anal sex, like, forgot all about that motherfucker name. I mean, he probably remember now because this shit is everywhere on the internet. Dave did an interview somewhere. Oh, man, dude. Give this man his money, man. Come on, Lee. You doing well. You can give him back $2 million. You can give him back $1 million today and then $1 million next week. Oh, man. Let's make it up for it. Let's make it up for it, David. David, I'll try to make it up for you. Lee, Billie Holiday, you'll be on it. Oh, what's Billie Holiday? What the hell was that? Is that like a new movie? That's what he was talking about. He tried to put him on another project. And I just see this like Billie Holiday, I'm going to put you on it. And they weren't hearing the bullshit. He probably told him he was going to put him on The Butler and didn't get anything out of that either. Oh, man, dude. Oh, my gosh, man. Oh my gosh, that's just horrible, man. But yeah, it's fucked up, you know. Black, you know, cops killing blacks, blacks fucking each other over too as well. So hey, what can you say, man? That blanket looked like, man, that looked like it was, he made a fuck ton of money. That looked like a blank he took off the first class flight with him and shit when he was on the flight to this concert. Oh, fucking A, man, dude. What is, oh my gosh, what the fuck is going on?